I was born in 1632 in the city of York to a very good family. I had two older brothers. One brother was killed in the war against the Spanish. The other disappeared, and we never heard from him again. At a very early age, I wished to travel and see the world. My father did not want me to go. Tears ran down his face as he begged me to stay in York and become a lawyer. He had lost his other sons to adventures, and he did not want to lose me. He said that God would punish me if I did this foolish thing. One day, I went down to the docks to watch the ships. A friend was sailing his father's ship to London, and I decided to get on that ship. On September 1651, I went on board that ship without telling my parents. This is when my troubles began. Soon after the ship left the docks, the wind began to blow, and a storm struck our ship. I was sick and terrified. I knew my father was right, and I had done a foolish thing. I prayed to God to let me live, and I promised to go home to my father. But at night the weather cleared, and the next morning I watched the sun rise over the sea. I thought it was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. My friend came to me. "Well, Bob," he said, "how are you after that little bit of wind?" "Little bit of wind? That was a terrible storm," I replied. He laughed. "That was nothing," he said. "Let's go make some punch." We went and got drunk, and I forgot my promise to God. A few days later, the wind began to blow again. This time, it was a very terrible storm. We dropped both anchors, and the cables ran out to their ends. Huge mountains of water rose in front of us and crashed over the ship. We watched other ships blow past us. Some blew out to sea. Experienced sailors were terrified and amazed at the power of the storm. At night, the boatswain begged the captain to cut the masts. The captain allowed it, and both masts were cut down. The captain prayed softly, "Lord, be merciful to us, or we are lost." In the middle of the night, one of the sailors cried out that the ship was leaking. All the sailors ran to pump the water out of the ship. Another ship close by us fired their guns for help. I was so terrified that I fainted. A long time later, I woke up and went to help pump water, but the water was filling the ship. The captain fired the ship's guns for help until another ship sent a boat to rescue us. Finally, we were all in the little boat. 15 minutes later, our ship sank. My heart was dead with horror. The men rowed hard toward shore, but it was many hours before we stepped onto dry land. We walked to the town of Yarmouth, where people were very kind to us. They gave us food and good rooms and money to return home. I should have gone home to my father then. When the captain learned that this was my first voyage, he was very concerned and serious. "Young man," he said, "you should understand this as an omen. You should not go to sea. Heaven gave you a taste of what will happen to you if you continue to go to sea." He begged me to go back to my father. "Young man," he said, "if you do not go back to your father, you will find only disasters and disappointments."